Unit 10. Listening Focus. Activity 3.
My name's Marcus King, and I've been working for Environmental Action for several years, studying ways we can encourage people to change their behaviour. A lot of things we all do which cause serious harm to the environment are just a habit which we can train ourselves to change. We don't think twice about turning up the thermostat or driving to work instead of taking the train. Relatively small changes that could make a big difference. You'd think that because it wouldn't take much to change and would also bring significant benefits, it wouldn't be difficult to persuade people to do certain things. Switching the lights off when you leave the room means lower bills and more money in your pocket, as does driving a fuel-efficient car. People don't always realise that reusing plastic bags means cleaner beaches. If they did, it might be a stronger motivation for them. But perversely, people are resistant to change, partly out of laziness, because change requires effort. It's also partly because we'll only take action if we can see a measurable benefit. For us to change our ways, we need to see the effects of our negative behaviour now and not at some distant point in the future. This is because we tend not to worry so much about things that will affect us in the long term. Changing people's attitudes is a real challenge. One university study in Copenhagen looked at attitudes to littering and found that while the majority of people claimed to dislike litter, there was still a lot of litter about. This is a classic example of a gap in attitude between what people say they believe and what they actually do. So, to see if littering could be reduced, the researchers handed out 1,000 caramel sweets to passing pedestrians. The nearby streets and litter bins were then searched for the sweet wrappers, and they were counted. What the researchers did next shows that making the right choice easy for people can have a big impact. So they handed the sweets out again, but this time made it easier for people to find the litter bins by stenciling green footsteps on the ground. Amazingly, this led to a 46% decrease in the total quantity of sweet wrappers found littering the streets. This also shows that fun and imaginative solutions are usually better than the usual signs nagging people about what they should do. It also proves that people only need a gentle visual reminder not to litter, no need for fines. These ideas have been enthusiastically taken up by some governments, eager to cut energy consumption and to reach emissions targets. Known as nudging, the aim is to create an environment that nudges people to change their behaviour in a subtle way, without the need for regulation. Some of these nudges have made a real difference. For example, charging drivers to bring their cars into city centres has reduced the amount of traffic congestion. But some environmentalists argue that the congestion charge hasn't led to a reduction in car ownership, nor does increased recycling at work necessarily lead to a changed behaviour at home. They say they're disappointed and frustrated with the impact nudging has had, though I would say it's encouraging. While I agree that nudging isn't the solution to all our problems, it's certainly a move in the right direction.